day. This is What's on Your Mind. Is it the wind? Is it a blizzard? And there is a full-fledged blizzard raging in the Red River Valley. We're hearing impacts pretty much Jamestown west and the Canadian border to the South Dakota border is a mess on 29. Seems to be getting worse as the day rolls on, but just enormous amount of wind out there, and obviously wind is the big blizzard factor. Schools were closed in the number of valley locations. Had some folks scratching their head because in town, not quite as bad as it is in the open country. Wherever you are, let's do this. Call us and let us know how the conditions are where you are. All right? Emmons County Sheriff's issued a no-travel advisory now in Emmons County. No visibility there at all. Just heard from a motorist that was on I-94 traveling Fargo to Harwood, little stretch there just north of Fargo, and said nearly whiteout conditions in that little stretch, which normally isn't that bad. Thought, boy, anything north is going to be really bad. So whatever you're finding out there, we'd love to hear from you at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Good morning, Mr. Todd Mitchell. How are you today, sir?
Morning, Mr. Scott. And in case you've never been through a hurricane, this is kind of like what it is, only with snow.
Yes. Yeah, I have to say,
exactly
though,
what they are.
I don't remember winds being this crazy. Like, I mean, you know, 55-mile-an-hour winds for 60-plus gusts, it's just, that's awesome.
This is that hurricane-force wind kind of thing. And I'd rather have snow than walls and walls of water, but still. Ugh.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, some people are scratching their heads. I got a text from one a Fargo mom who said, seriously, are you joking me? There's no school today? I'm not seeing the problem. You know, we talked to the National Weather Service. They've said, look, this is dangerous. This is especially in the outlying areas. So there is a little bit of a disconnect there. I'm not even exactly sure on.
You know, if you're just some, like, 50-pound kid, you might blow away in this stuff.
Wind is the blizzard deal breaker, right? So even though there's not a ton of snow, the wind and what snow is there is a big difference. And there was about 1 to 3 inches of snow in a number of locations in the valley here in the last 24 hours or so.
Well, when the snow is going around to this extent, I don't know how you can tell it's not snowing. That's the problem. It's the, you know, the near whiteout.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, let us know how conditions are where you are. We'll chat with the National Weather Service on how long this will last. We also are going to talk with Mo Eggers, a talk show host at WLW in Cincinnati. He's going to tell us more about this Mike Zimmer. Boy, the more I hear, though, the more I like this guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of becoming a groupie on this Mike Zimmer. I don't know.
His name started surfacing. I started, okay, what are the Bengals fans thinking, you know, because if all the Bengals fans are united that the guy's great, he's probably pretty good. And they're all clamoring for Marvin Lewis to be fired and Zimmer to be promoted a head coach over him, if that's what it took to keep him in Cincinnati. Well, obviously that didn't happen. But
so we'll talk with someone that knows him best on the program coming up. Let's get to Brian in Jamestown. You're on What's on Your Mind. Tell us how the weather is where you are, Brian.
Oh, it's beautiful. I was just kidding. Road conditions are terrible. I just drove from Jamestown to Valley City, averaging a speed of probably about 40 to 55 miles an hour. Complete whiteout conditions in some low-lying areas like by Lake Hobart and Eggleston Lake. There was a semi tipped over in the eastbound lane. I guess it'd be on the left side, right in the median there. That would be right before the Eccleston exit. So just slow down. They got highway patrol out there. And you could barely see them until you got within like 100 feet of them. And, I mean, they got full lights on and everything. And there's semis out here without their lights on and stuff. So just turn your lights on if you're going to travel and go slow.
All right, Brian, good advice. You can always just slow down. You don't have to get there, right? Just you'll get there when you get there, especially in conditions like that. Good advice.
Yeah, I made it in a two-wheel drive pickup, and if you could do it anything more than that, just go slow.
Appreciate the update. Thanks very much, John. And Minot, listening on 910 KCJB. Go ahead, John. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, we're just traveling here from Minot toward Berthold, and this is the second time we've been up here today. First time this morning around 3:30, it was snowing, blowing, windier than heck. Now it's just blown. probably 40, 45, 50 miles an hour, maybe tops. But the sun's out and it's shining. And I think all that snow went down at Jamestown.
Figure that out, huh? So,
it's clear. Clear as can be.
The winds are crazy, though, aren't they?
Yep.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, and so you're behind the wheel as we speak, John?
No, I'm not. I'm just riding.
You're riding. Okay, and how fast is the driver going?
He's doing about 45, 50 miles an hour.
All right, so you're getting there, but you're slowing down a bit.
Well, no, roads are fine. It's just we're in a 55-mile-an-hour speed zone.
Yeah. Well, they're not fine if you're going 45, though, in a 55. You must be going a little slower for a reason.
Well, just being careful, you know. You never know when there's a patchy ice around here either. So,
good advice.
This is the Bakken here, too, you know.
Darn right. A lot of things happening there in the Bakken, John. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Thank you. 855-200-1776. Really poor visibility even at the K-Fire studios, and that's not the blizzard warning area. So with that high wind and the snow that's on the ground, and, you know, last night temps were, you know, well above freezing. So now with the temp plummeting here as this rolls in, it's going to get slick. So there's a lot to be careful about out there. Please do. John and Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hi. So yesterday I talked to Mr. Kramer about foreign aid, $387 million that Kerry just, I don't know where he pulled it out of his backside or what. He's given it to Syria. And, you know, Mr. Kramer acted like he knew nothing about it or whatever. Maybe he didn't. But he knows that we give billions and billions of dollars to foreign aid. And, you know, maybe, yeah, some of it's good or whatever. But a lot of it ends up in our enemy's hands, the Muslim Brotherhood. The Egyptians, we gave $1.2 billion to, fighter jets, everything else. My point was the House of Representatives is the only body that can tax us and spend the money. We, the Republicans, have been in control of it since 2010. And he mentioned also about the 12 bureaucracies that will get money through the budget deal. Why aren't they coming up one at a time and making a case for why they need the money? And boy, we all know the IRS and Department of Homeland Security and EPA and all these people deserve all the money they're getting. I mean, it's mind-boggling that the Democrats on C-SPAN today are attacking about unemployment benefits, but the Republicans don't have the backbone to come back and tell them, well, okay, if we need to extend this, then why don't you not allocate $387 million illegally, not through the House, to the Syrians or whoever else that we're giving all this money to?
Now, you know, I wouldn't mind going with zero-based budgeting, right, and finding a few bucks. No question about it, John. Appreciate your call and your passion on the issue. Burley County Sheriff and the North Dakota Highway Patrol have just issued a no-travel advisory now for Burley County due to no visibility. We got a call from J.C. in Washburn. And didn't have time to stay on the line, but wanted to pass along no visibility driving at Washburn. So 83 north there. I'm confused about this, Todd, because we have one report that they lifted the travel advisory for north central North Dakota, but Burley County, they have it, right?
So that would be south central in Burley County. So, but up in north central, apparently the no travel advisory lifted, which maybe they're getting better.
Yeah, already. So maybe it is getting
better.
That'd
be nice.
Yeah, there you go. So Burley County's added a travel advisory, and then up at the north central North Dakota, no travel advisory lifted up there. So that's why it's changing moment to moment. Wherever you are, let us know. Looking at some road reports here, I-29 into South Dakota has scattered ice and frost. Minnesota's closed Highway 2, East Grand Forks to Erskine. Highway 200 from the North Dakota border to Ada. Many roads in difficult driving conditions. North Dakota DOT, no travel advisory for north central. That's the one they just lifted, sorry. And northeast region of North Dakota, so that's still in for the northeast. Zero visibility, by the way, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake, Grand Forks, surrounding area. Travel alert issued in southeastern North Dakota due to the snow and blowing snow. That is Jamestown, Valley City, Fargo, Wahpeton, and surrounding areas. Travel alert means conditions are such that motorists can still travel in the areas but should be advised of rapidly changing conditions. Isn't this odd? We have a blizzard warning in the valley. Yet there's places that there's only a travel alert, not a no-travel advisory. There's no blizzard warning in the center of the state, but Burley County, and the highway patrol say no travel advice. I'm so confused, I can't even believe it. And how about, was it in Bismarck when you drove in, Todd, today?
Pretty nasty near whiteout. And the other problem was, if it's garbage day, yeah, it became a slalom course because the cans were not exactly staying put.
Yeah.
It made it challenging.
We're going to check in with the Highway Patrol here shortly and get an update for you as well. But we really appreciate the first-hand reports because conditions change moment to moment. So if you have a moment or you just arrived where you're at safely, you can safely give us a ring and give us a first-hand road report. Let us know. We appreciate it. By the way, JC, thank you for the update on Washburn. No visibility there. 855-200-1776. So leave us a message during the break or get ready to call us at 800-228-0550. By the way, McIntosh County now as well. No travel advised, according to the sheriff there. More coming up. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio talk show in the great state of North Dakota. And, of course, thanks to 550 K-Fire booming to all of the Northern Plains, along with our friends KCJB, 910 AM, AM 1100 to the flag, Fargo-Moorhead, where the blizzard warning has beaten the valley down pretty good. Actually, really outside of the valley, Jamestown, well into Minnesota as well. KTGO in Tioga, and we're replayed in the afternoon on KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. Dennis is east of Larimore, listening on 550 K-Fire. How are things there, Dennis?
Not Larimore, Lemoore. I'm about 4 miles east of Lemoore.
Got it.
Heading west. If you don't have to be out here, don't be out here. I'm trying to get to Lemoore, and I might just stay there. There's times you can't see 10, 15 feet in front of you.
Traffic speeds would be what, Dennis?
Right now I'm doing 15.
Wow.
And then it does, it clears up a little bit, you know, at times, but you'll get into spots where, honestly, you can't see 10 to 15 feet in front of your vehicle. The roads are clear. They're not drifting or anything, a little bit patchy ice, but, I mean, if it wasn't for the blowing snow, you could be doing 50.
Yeah, are the winds whipping around really good there at Lemoore?
Oh, yeah, I don't know what the wind speed is, but it's got to be all of 40 to 50.
And you, Dennis, are east of Lemoore. What highway are you on?
I'm not even sure what is it. Highway 1 between Verona and Lemoore?
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the update. And you're gonna hang out in Lemoore once you get there, huh?
Well, I'm gonna go to Lemoore and think about this a little bit. I'm supposed to be heading back to Bismarck, but I don't know if I'm gonna do that.
Well, if you go to Lemoore and you stay there a little while and you find a little coffee shop and the pie's not bad, call us back, would you? Because Todd Mitchell has a pie chart that he's working on. And, we are charting the best pie in North Dakota because we're planning a road trip. So
if there's going to be good pie, it's going to be in Lemoore.
I'm thinking that's probably true. I'm with you on that. So let us know, guys.
And you know, when they tell people slow down, I agree, and that includes truckers. Those guys, they're a hazard, man. They need to slow down. I just passed a guy. I'm doing 15. He passed me going the opposite direction, doing about 50. I mean, he's nuts.
Well, I don't know that he's nuts. He just has a higher profile vehicle, and with the weight is safe. I mean, I bristled at the suggestion that a trucker who's, got to get his load from point A to point B and can do it safely, even in conditions like this, is the one that's nuts, or weren't the ones that are nuts, putzing along at 15, 20 miles an hour out there because we can't see. You know what I mean? I don't always put it on the truckers, Dennis, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, you said it. Just then, high-profile vehicle in this kind of wind, it's way too fast for them guys.
All right, well, let's ask if others agree with you. Maybe it is. I'm no trucker. I'm a novice, but I've just talked to enough of them over the years where, you know, they think we're the ones that are the dangerous ones putzing along at 15 when they can go, you know, maybe not at the speed limit but a little bit below it. But appreciate your take on it. We'll see if others agree with you. By the way, another call came in during the break from, was it Lila? Shane, is that who called Lila? She wanted to tell us, I saw this somewhere here. And what did Lila tell us again? Got it. Streeter and Medina exits, terrible visibility. She was in that particular area on 94. Excuse me. Yes, 94. So anyway, appreciate that very much as well from Lila. I lost that somewhere. I know I'd written down Lila. I just forgot where she'd called in a report on. So thank you. Aaron and Bismarck, listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just came in. I spent the night. I'm on, right?
You're on, sir. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I spent the night up at Lake Audubon ice fishing, and I left there at 7:30 this morning, and it was pretty good up until you got to that low area between Wilton and Washburn. That was kind of ugly, and then going through Wilton was pretty good, and the minute you could barely see the Baldwin sign, you were white-knuckled and screwed. And I'll tell you what, this traffic is so bunched up just to be able to see flashers and headlights in front of you and behind you. I could barely see the hood on a 3/4-ton pickup. The other thing is, I have to agree, these truckers, you guys don't understand, they're pushing 80 to 105,000. We're driving 6,600 pounds. Their impact is going to kill somebody before our impact is going to get them. They need to slow down. I was passed by 7 truckers coming in, and it's ridiculous.
No, I get the weight differential. My point is it, maybe we shouldn't be on the road. I mean, because right? I mean, I agree. It's dangerous for a motorist that has to go that much slower than the truck. But why do you put the blame on the trucker?
Well, they're going to put the blame on us. I mean, it comes down to a finger-pointing thing. My thing is, increase your following distance due to the conditions. And
that's a fair point. I wonder if they can see us. In other words, you're saying, hey, you can't see me, so you might mow me over here for crying out loud,
going
that fast. But do we know they can't see you? Is what I'm saying. I think they see a lot better than we do because they're way up there.
Yeah, well, and you get out here north of Bismarck here by Weston, and it was as clear as a bell, just like they shut the bad weather off. But the roads, as far as the conditions of 83, the conditions are good. The visibility is zero and negative. It's ugly. And I just pulled into the driveway now on even 71st Avenue. I wouldn't even go on 71st Avenue because you can't see a thing.
71st Avenue where, Aaron? Bismarck?
Yep, north. It comes around Centennial, connects to 83. And
got it.
The traffic on 83 coming in southbound was anywhere from about 15 to 25 miles an hour.
Let me ask you the most important question of the day now that you're home safely. How is the fishing?
Lousy.
Come on. I didn't want to hear that.
Lousy.
Do you ever bring pie to your ice house there for a little snack?
What's that?
Do you ever bring a little piece of pie up there for a snack at the ice house?
Oh, absolutely not, when you can eat sausage and steak.
Todd and I are waiting for our invite. We want to do the show from Lake Audubon before the ice fishing season's over, okay,
Aaron? I'm up for sausage and steak. Let's do it.
We'll switch her up every now and then. We kind of have a pie obsession, but every once in a while we like to switch her up. Thank you, Aaron.
Sure.
Glad you're home safe.
It's amazing what you do. You set a windbreak up before the wind or whatever, and then you take your little grill outside, and then you grill your supper, and then you bunker down for the night and watch TV.
That's why I love North Dakota. You just described
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Guys, have a good day.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. Ray's on the road listening to K-Fire. Where are you at, Ray?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm on Highway 2, and it's very, very windy. I've seen a couple of semis in the ditch. One turned over. Seen a car turned over. But there's no snow. Sun is shining. Truckers are great. They give you ample time. They pull over to the side, turn their blinkers on when they got to turn the oil trucks. No, it's just a beautiful day here, except for the wind.
Where are you at on Highway 2, Ray?
I'm east of Stanley and yet west of Berthold.
Got it. And so is it just that slick? I mean, the visibility's fine.
No,
sounds
there's
like
nothing. Nothing on the roads at all. Well, I'm doing 65 just because I'm in no hurry. And a vehicle just passed me, and I don't think they're even doing 70.
So why were the vehicles in the ditch from last night or something?
The wind.
Oh, the wind's pushed them off. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Again, the high-profile vehicles. Thanks, Ray. By the way, truckers, school us up here on who's right or wrong. A lot of pylon going on in the truckers other than that fella, but tell us what you think. 800-228-0550. We'll talk about the new bikes coach and more weather updates.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off. And we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hamlin, welcoming your calls at 800-228-0550. No school in McCluskey, Steele, and Tappan. By the way, schools were closed last night in the schools in the valley. Did Grand Forks close too? Fargo Moorhead, I know, did. Grand Forks is closed. A lot of schools in the valley have closed, and they closed them yesterday late afternoon, early evening. Now, meanwhile, we have no travel advised in Burleigh County and their school. Highway Patrol, Burleigh County, so... You know, they didn't have the blizzard warning, but, Todd, you told us, conditions even, in town near Whiteout. So this is bizarre. When do you decide how to close schools? What constitutes a blizzard? This is just kind of a head-scratcher. Anyway, we'll return to all these issues and welcome your road reports. If you just want to call quick and tell Shane where you're at and give a report, you can do that at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. If you'd like to just leave your report and just leave a message, 855-200-1776. Anytime you want to leave a message, just press 1 when you call and it'll leave us a message. We'll get it on the air. That's 855-200-1776. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But anyway, back to this debate on the truckers versus the cars and what constitutes a blizzard and when you decide to close schools and the road reports. As we go throughout the program, but I need a little bit of a diversion from all this bad weather and high wind. Todd, do you?
Oh gosh, yes, please.
So let's find out a little bit more about the new guy that is heading up Purple Pride. That would be Mike Zimmer, the new coach of the Minnesota Vikings, announced yesterday. Breaking news during the program yesterday. We have the famed radio talk show host at WLW. In Cincinnati. It's fun just to say those legendary call letters. Mo Eggers.
Oh, my gosh, here. Yes.
Yes. Mo, how are you?
Hey, fellas. What's going on, guys? How are you?
Well, it's a blizzard here, but we thought we'd talk a little Vikes football, so we got to get the scoop on this Mike Zimmer. Are we going to like the guy?
I think you're going to like him a lot. He's been here for 6 years, and I think more than any game or strategy or scheme or anything, in terms of tangibles that he's done on the field, I think the thing that's always stood out to me most about Mike Zimmer is the way his players talk about him. You know, we talked to a number of his defensive guys yesterday, and there's not just the basic player-coach respect. There's reverence. I mean, you hear these guys getting emotional when they talk about what Mike Zimmer has done for their careers. He is a direct guy. He can be a little bit in your face. He's going to be very, very blunt and very, very honest. He's not going to mince words. But the Minnesota Vikings are getting a very, very good and qualified football coach.
Hey, it's Todd Mitchell in Bismarck. So no knock on this guy for not having been a head coach in his career.
Well, look, I think it's worth wondering, why it takes so long. You know, what did these other teams know that the Vikings didn't? But, over the last few years, I think we've asked the question a lot, why is he still here? And you talk to people who cover the NFL nationally, and they'll say that maybe for some owners that Mike is maybe a little bit too blunt, a little bit too honest. And perhaps maybe even a little bit too unpolished. I think it's going to be interesting to watch him, when he has to have a post-game press conference after a loss, or when he has to publicly talk about a difficult decision, you know, especially here, which is, it's not a huge media market. You hear from Mike Zimmer in training camp, and you hear from him occasionally during the season, but he's not obviously facing the media glare that a head coach gets. And so now I think it's going to be interesting to see how he handles, you know, that pressure cooker, because it's a lot different. The dynamic of the job is a lot different. And I think for some owners, he's just been a little bit too blunt and a little bit too honest. And I'm not sure a lot of owners want that. But if you're able to look past all of that, again, you're getting a guy who from a coaching standpoint, from a fundamental standpoint, from an accountability standpoint, is clearly qualified to get the gig.
Bill Parker from the K-Fire Morning Show this morning, PMS show, told me that he heard that, I'm trying to remember if Phil told me this or somebody else did, but somebody said that he would have had the Dallas job but for Bill Parcells, so that he was in line to get that head coaching job at Dallas, but the Parcells thing messed that up a few years back. Do you know that to be the case, Mo?
Yeah, you know, you hear that. I don't think you'll ever get anybody to speak of that on the record. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Mike was in Dallas before Parcells. He was in Dallas with Parcells. But when he came here, and he came here after a year of coaching under Bobby Petrino with the Atlanta Falcons, he came here and, you know, he was asked, what have been your biggest influences? And he said, you know, I feel like I'm a better football coach because I coached under and coached with Bill Parcells. And I think the short term not getting the gig in Dallas ultimately has ended up paying off for Mike Zimmer, because he had a chance to work under a Hall of Famer and work with a Hall of Famer and continued to, you know, to do what he did with him. So yeah, he's, you know, he's been a guy. I mean, you know, Jacksonville, you know, he's been mentioned before. Tampa Bay, he's been mentioned before. He's been a guy, I think, around the league that his coaching chops have been long held in high regard. It's just been a matter of breaking through and finding an owner to go along with him. And I think also, you know, Mike isn't one of these guys that was just going to take a head coaching job just because he wanted to be an NFL head coach. You know, I think he would have been very, very content to come back to Cincinnati and be the defensive coordinator. He wasn't going to just go into a situation where he couldn't be himself, where he couldn't have at least some say in the composition of the roster and composition of the staff. He wasn't going to be a guy who's going to acquiesce just because that's, you know, he's working for people. He wasn't going to just take a head coaching gig just to take a head coaching gig. For him, he's the kind of guy that it was going to have to be the right head coaching gig, and it was going to have to be a place where he felt he could succeed. And so I think the fact that he has chosen to go to Minnesota says something about the fit, about whether he can, you know, he feels he can work with the general manager and the owner to ultimately turn things around with the bike.
Mo Egger from the Big 1-700 WLW giving us the Bengals perspective on the new Vikings coach. Mo, Zimmer's coming in as a longtime defensive coordinator, yet the Minnesota Vikings have some offensive issues. How is he going to be the guy to help?
I think he's going to demand accountability. Look, he's, you know, he is a guy that, you know, there's no ambiguity with Mike Zimmer. He's going to tell you how it is, and he's going to tell you what he wants done. Look, is he a quarterback guru? No, he's going to hire people to do that. He's going to hire, obviously, people to run the offense. But he's going to demand a level of accountability that I think, frankly, in this franchise, especially on the defensive side of the ball, was lacking before he got here. And, you know, there have been a number of players that he has coached here that came from other places that have said, if not for that guy holding me accountable, I don't know what would have happened in my career. That wasn't evident in my previous stop. That wasn't evident where I had played before. So I think he can demand that from a quarterback. I think he can demand that from offensive players. And I think he's going to demand it from his offensive coaches as well.
What's going to be next for the Bengals having lost both coordinators?
Great question. You know, they've hired from within. They've hired the linebacker coach who has been a Mike Zimmer disciple to be the new defensive coordinator. He'll be introduced today. They've hired Hugh Jackson, who I think has legitimate offensive coaching chops, to replace Jay Gruden as the offensive coordinator. The question here remains, you know, what did they get out of Andy Dalton, specifically in postseason games? He's gotten into the playoffs in each of his first 3 years, but he's been brutal in the postseason, including this year when he turned the ball over 3 times against the San Diego Chargers. They're going to have to figure out ways to get more out of him. But I think this franchise has changed for the better. And I think there's been, you know, while Mike was a great, great fit for this organization and did a good job coaching the defense, And they finally started to invest money in their good players. And I think finally started to invest money in defense. And they finally started to draft well. If those things remain, then the new coordinator should be okay. But all of this is contingent upon whether Andy Dalton can make the leap from, you know, good quarterback in the regular season to a guy who can't get it done in the playoffs to finally a guy who's able to not throw the ball to the other team, at least come postseason.
I have to say, Todd, that I'm not all that worried about how the Bengals are going to fare. Don't tell your audience that, Mo. But I'm my purple pride is swelling, and I this guy had me at hello for the following reason. Well, listen to this quote in the Star Trib today. I'm extremely excited to bring a championship to the state of Minnesota and to the great fan base of the Vikings. Can't wait to get to work. I mean that grit. And by the way, if you could see the photo in the Minneapolis Star Trib today, I just put that up in the locker room to scare the daylights any Vikings players that aren't ready to man up and turn things around. This guy seems like a man's man. I love it.
Yeah.
The standards, Mike Zimmer's standards are high. You won't hear much talk about him from him about being competitive or settling for anything other than the best. He demands a lot, and he's a demanding guy. And I think there are some Vikings players who are in for. Or in for maybe a rude awakening. And I think that's what almost every losing franchise needs. It's not that the Vikings are a horrible franchise, but when you had a 5-10-1 season, and I know Leslie Frazier was a defensive coordinator here. I know his personality. Mike Zimmer is a 180 from that. And so if you want a guy who is going to tell you how it is, and if you want a guy who's going to set the bar very high, Mike Zimmer is your guy.
It's awesome. Sorry, Todd.
I was going to say, not really worried about the Bengals either, but those guys got rated of everything that actually got them to the playoffs, and now they got to kind of rebuild. But my question, too, Mo, is how is Zimmer going to be with an owner who does tend to meddle from time to time, a Jerry Jones, Al Davis type?
If you can work for Jerry Jones and you can work for Mike Brown, you can work for anybody. And Mike has worked for Jerry Jones and he's worked for Mike Brown. The Bengals they've gotten caught up, but in many ways they're an antiquated, NFL organization. They're a family business. And I wouldn't say that Mike Brown is necessarily meddlesome, but he certainly doesn't have a track record of being a very good owner, at least in terms of wins and losses on the field. And ultimately he has veto power over everything the organization does. This comes down to, I don't believe that Mike Zimmer was just going to take any head coaching job. I think that the fact that he is willing to go to Minnesota tells me that he's comfortable with the level of meddling, if you will, by Ziggy Wilf. This isn't a guy who was so desperate to be a head coach that he was, looking for bad college jobs or throwing himself out there to be an NFL head coach just because there's only 32 jobs. He was going to be selected, and I believe this. And he said so at the end of the season. If he was going to come back and be the defensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals for the rest of his career, I think he was going to be very content to do that. I don't think he's one of these ladder climbers that's always looking for the next step. I think he was very content running the defense here. He was very well compensated among defensive coordinators in the league. He was held in very high regard by the fan base, very high regard by the organization. He's not just going to go take any gig just to take it. So the fact that he's going would tell me that he has thought long and hard about the relationship between him and the owner, and that he's going to be comfortable with however it goes.
All right, by the way, we just have some breaking news that Norv Turner's been named the offensive coordinator, so he's got an old coordinator here. That's big news. And, boy, this is coming together. Purple pride is swelling today. Mo, thanks for the update. Appreciate it very much. Good
all
to
right,
talk
guys.
To you.
Enjoy the blizzard. Yep.
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
We just want to have him on so we could say 700 WLW. Way to go. More coming up. Back to the weather next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alera Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registration registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Mitchell, if you could give us a little roundup of the temps and the wind speeds all around the region, that would be really swell. This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd's got his finger on the pulse of all those things in front of him with the Super 9000 Microtron gizmo. What do you call that?
In the words of the association, everybody knows she's windy. North wind at 31 gusting to 52 in Bismarck Mandan, and that's actually down about 20 on that gust from what we had a little bit earlier. Some light snow in 17 and Minot 9, and still gusting to 41. Northwest wind at 31 gusting to 41 in Minot. Ooh, out in Williston 20. North wind at 24 gusting to 31. Good luck finding a spot in North Dakota where the wind isn't gusty. 58 mile an hour wind gusts in Dickinson as well. And as you hit the Red River Valley, it's pretty much the same picture. Fargo, northwind at 33, gusting to 41, and only 5 degrees. We'll send some of our degrees down there for you guys. Grand Forks, blowing snow, 3, and a wind gusting to 49 right now.
Ouch. And by the way, Gary in Mercer County called and said, hey, 7 this morning. They had no visibility, but within the past hour, it's become very nice and sunny, and roads are clear. So Mercer County, at least, things are getting a little better. So some places getting worse, some places getting better. Hearing all kinds of stories about treacherous travel conditions. So wherever you are, Let us know what you're finding out there. 800-228-0550. And I need some truckers to call in. I know that I think some of the earlier callers thought I was siding with truckers over lower profile vehicles in weather like this. But school us up here, and I'm not afraid to say I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about this. I just think if a trucker can see, and the pressures on a trucker are to get the product from point A to point B in the limited amount of time because of all the federal regulations that they have to do that, the onerous things that are going on now, hit them a little harder than maybe they should be driven. But I just think if they're able to go 45, 50 safely and they can see, and we're going 10, 15, 20 miles an hour because we can't see, I have a hard time saying trucker is the one to blame here. Now, I will admit, over the years, being scared to death, white-knuckled, driving my putsy little Taurus and seeing okay, and then have a truck come by 40 miles an hour faster than I'm going, and all of a sudden I'm in a total whiteout, and I got to stop. And then I worry somebody behind me going to ram into me. I've been that person that shouts out the window to say, slow down. But the more I've heard from truckers, I think, I asked the Highway Patrol, I believe, last time they were on. I said, who's right there? They said, really, if a vehicle is getting in whiteout conditions because of passing semis, that vehicle shouldn't be on the road. So that sort of influenced me, but I'm not afraid to say I'm wrong. So tell me who's right or wrong.
Wait, what was that part again?
I'm not afraid to say when I'm wrong.
I just wanted to hear you say that one more time for the record so I can turn that into a promo.
Are you recording that sort of like Bison Pride, that time I slept with Go Bison or whatever I said?
Yes, exactly. You're catching on.
Sean and Minot listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Sean?
Morning. See, I just had a perspective. I'm a truck driver out in the oil field. Out of Minot, I go all over western North Dakota. But I have to side with these previous callers. As a truck driver, and I've only been driving for maybe 4 years, I'm 27 years old. But there's this thought process that goes on when you're out on the road in a truck. The one thing I think of is everyone else. If I'm going to make a move, let's say past someone in weather conditions like this, I ask myself so many different questions. One of them would be, if it's windy and I'm passing in the passing lane, am I going to be able to keep my truck straight without getting dangerously close to the other vehicles? Or am I going to blind this vehicle that I'm passing? If I answer yes to any of those questions, I won't do it. I don't care if you're going 20 miles an hour on the highway. I'll stay behind you. I would rather not put anyone's life at risk just because I'm heavier and I have more traction and I can maybe see a little farther. I mean, if I had hurt or killed someone on the highway, I would be just as upset as their family members.
Well, it's an interesting perspective, Sean, and obviously give us a little sense of walking in your shoes, and that's an interesting perspective and gives us another side of this coin. So that's interesting. Now, you said you've been trucking how long? Fairly recent?
Yeah, it's maybe a couple months over 4 years.
Do you think that, is there a different mentality among colleagues of yours? I mean, do you see others that say, hey, I can go when I got to get there, so I'm going to go? I mean, is there a difference of opinion amongst your industry on this point?
Well, most of the people I work with, I work for a big rental company, and there's, in our region, which would be Minot and Williston, there's six of us. The other guys have been driving for, 20, 30 years. And they're a little more comfortable on the road than I am. But, I mean, from what I see out with other truckers on the road, it's like I think that's just the way they think, is they're bigger than you. They might have more traction than you, so they don't care.
Interesting, Sean. Great perspective. Thank you for sharing. Ross, I want to get you in before the break, about a half a minute. Tell us how things are north of Minot, where you are.
North of Minot on 83. Everything's clear. The road's clear. Breezy. I have a comment on the trucks and the cars sharing the road, though.
Quickly, go ahead.
I feel that when you have to go, there's a safe speed to be on the highway. And when you have to drive down the highway and you don't feel secure and you don't feel safe and you got your four-way flashers on, you should not be on the highway.
I'm with you on that one, Ross. That's where I'm going back and forth on this. Good perspective. Thank you. More of your calls coming up, folks. Full hour of calls and the weather service next hour. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.